He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and chartered financial analyst out there, Barry Kite. Barry, I paid my electric bill, so they turned the heat and the lights back on today.
Off to a fast start, I guess.
Yeah, right? I ran a check over there, dropped it off, you know, so we're doing better today. The market, though, for whatever reason, I'm trying to find a reason, I'm not finding one. I thought maybe it was interest rates, but they're steady. We have taken a little turn to the south here to start the day. The Dow's down 125 to 36,018. One could say that 36,000 is now the new support level on the Dow. The NASDAQ has also taken a turn south here. It's down 30 points after a pretty good rally in the tech stocks yesterday, a nice surge in the tech stocks yesterday. The NASDAQ is down 31 right now to 15,945. Small caps down 0.6%. That's usually an indication of a little risk off here today. Crude oil is down 55 cents to 80.21. There's the action. Gold. Gold is closing in on 1900. It's 1868. That's the asset class that jumps off the page at me so far. Silver up 27 cents to 25.22. I thought maybe interest rates were the culprit here, but interest rates are pretty steady, holding at 1.63. Very little change today. And last but not least, the biggest risk indicator of all, I would say, Bitcoin is now below 60,000. It's down 1,337 to 59,737 after being above 60,000 for quite some time, but finally back below that. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and chartered financial analyst Barry Kite. We had a pretty good surge, Barry. You know, it was during the show, the market was pretty dead. And then I guess the retail sales report came out, and they were better than expected. We had a pretty good surge in the portfolios that we manage. And in tech, I would say, in general, the semiconductors had a nice surge, the software stocks. But the sector that is blazing, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, is this EV, electric vehicle sector, okay? The auto sector at one time had like four stocks in it, you know, if you're not counting the foreign stocks, Mercedes or BMW and Porsche and those. But now it's loaded with stocks, and there's all kinds of wannabes. There's potential. There's still the big automakers, and that sector on fire. I'm going to give you some stats here in a minute on that sector that we compared it yesterday to a puffer fish, which when you catch and lay it on the dock, it blows up into this big, like, balloon, and then it deflates. And you don't want to be in a sector or an asset class when it starts to deflate like the dot-coms did back in the year 2000. The S&P and the NASDAQ, they were in all-time high territory for a while. In fact, the NASDAQ broke out yesterday through 16,000, and now it's retreating. I suppose you could say that the new resistance level, technically, for the NASDAQ is 16,000. And as I said, that electronic vehicle bubble continues to grow. When will it deflate? We'll talk about that in just a minute. Here's the story of the day for me, Barry. Growing up in San Diego and being born in the Glendale, Los Angeles area, I followed the Lakers for many, many years, and they played at the Fabulous Forum in Inglewood. And then they moved to the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, where they also play with the Los Angeles hockey team is also there. I've seen them play back in the days when they had Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, yeah, the Kings.
The L.A. Kings. Here's the story, and the Clippers play there. Let's not shortchange the Clippers.
Yep. Don't they have their own? I think they just, didn't they just get their own stadium, or they're about to? I know. You know the old what's his name from Microsoft, right? When he bought the Clippers,
yeah.
And he wants to get their own stadium, so they're out of the Lakers' shadow.
Yeah, they've always been in the Lakers' shadow. And at one time, they were the San Diego Clippers. We had an NBA team. I went to many games. And saw the San Diego Clippers. Maybe they weren't an NBA team. It might have been an ABA team. But anyways, the Clippers were in San Diego at one time. The Staples Center, here's the sign of the time. Staples Center is to become the crypto.com arena on Christmas Day. All right, there you go, crypto.com.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
the new sponsor.
Yeah, I mean, Staples, I guess, has run its course, right?
There is no Staples, isn't it? All Office Depot. Office Depot is
so.
The stock.
Yeah, it's of course, that name is kind of gone with the past, and I guess they're going with the future now with crypto.
We hope it's the future of crypto.
We'll see how
tanks.
Long it remains, right?
This is a Singapore-based cryptocurrency exchange. They'll pay an estimated $700 million over 20 years for sponsorship rights, and that's going to happen this Christmas. The Lakers left the famed L.A. Forum in Inglewood in 1999. All right, so there's my story of the day. On the earnings front, my story of the day is tonight. After the close, NVIDIA and SQM will report. Now, our necks are on the line with SQM. We put out an article. It's always dangerous to put out an article, in front of their earnings report. But, the earnings can go either way. For us, it's really not a factor when to buy or sell a stock. SQM is up 1% on a down day in the market in front of that report. And the high-flying NVIDIA is down 1.3%, but it's been, above $300 a share, closing in on a trillion. Yeah, it's three-quarters of a trillion, $743 billion. So even though earnings season is basically over, those are a couple of big ones that we'll report after the close. We had inflation of 6.2%. The United Kingdom reported inflation of 4.2%. So ours is hotter. I would say it's probably, I guess the energy prices and maybe the labor are the two biggest factors that might, put us above the United Kingdom. The housing starts unexpectedly fall in October while permits rise, but there's still a strong market for housing. I noticed a lot of the housing stocks had a really good day yesterday. The low interest rates, demand, it all seems to still be there in the especially in the new housing market. Okay, I always like to look at macro forecasts from others. And earlier this week, we had Morgan Stanley, who's really been quite bearish all year long. And, of course, they've been wrong about the market, basically. And they're saying to avoid stocks and bonds. How would you like to be a salesman for Morgan Stanley, an advisor?
Right? What am I?
Are they giving their guys the year off? Yeah. Are they going to sell crypto? I don't know, but that's
real,
not a very
real
good...
Real estate all the time, I don't know.
The bonds and stocks, that doesn't leave much else. Gold, and crypto, about it. Real estate. And they also put out a $4,400 target price for the S&P 500 next year, which is the lowest. They're definitely an outlier, unless you're talking to, some of the perma bears who still have a target price of like 5,000 on the Dow, you know, at the trading at 36,000. There's always those people, the Peter Schiffs of the world and others. Well, Wells Fargo, when we come back, I want to hear what they have to say. These are, you know, this is prediction time of the year, November and December. And, of course, we put out ours every week. We don't wait till November or December. You always know where we stand, and we offer that out in the newsletter. You can get 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. But when we come back, let's see what Wells Fargo thinks the S&P will get to next year. And, of course, you've got to have the numbers to back that up. What numbers are they using? And then I want to get to this EV sector, a couple stocks in particular that are blazing. Do they deserve market caps like they currently have? This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back. Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. Dow down 157, NASDAQ down 34. The two stocks on the opposite side of the ledger here that stand out to me, this is kind of a retail week for reporting. And TJ Maxx, big breakout to the upside. It's up 8.9%. And on the other hand, Target is down 4.4%. And kind of right there in the middle, Lowe's, which we own, reported earnings. They're up almost 3% and hitting a new all-time high today, L-O-W. So they look pretty good. All right, now, let's just get to this Wells Fargo real quickly. They think there will be higher inflation next year. It will hinder the U.S. economy, but they think there will also be above-average growth. They are predicting GDP of 4.5% next year. That's down from their previous target of 5.3. And they're predicting a 4% inflation rate. That's pretty high, up from the earlier 3.5%. Now, here comes the bottom line here. They're expecting that the S&P 500 companies will make $235 per share for the year. And that's up from $230. That would be record earnings. If that's achieved, you know, this year we're looking at about $202, $202. And Wells Fargo is predicting $235 next year. Why has the market gone up since 2009? Because earnings have been going up since 2009. Earnings bottomed out in 2009 at about $53 per share. And in 2022, which begins here in less than 6 weeks, the S&P is expected to make 235. So from 53 to 235 easily explains the fivefold increase or more in the market. We've also seen an expansion in the multiple, thanks to the Fed, and they're predicting 235 next year. Now, their target price. They are raising their target price from 4,900 to 5,100. That was a range. They're upping it to 5,100 to 5,300. So they're upping their target price by 200 points on the S&P 500. I just did some quick math. At the lower range, 5,100, if you divide that by 235, you get a PE multiple of 21.7. That's rich.
Exact same math I did.
That's very rich. That's what Wells Fargo is using as their multiple. Now, let's just analyze both those numbers for a moment. Number one, the beginning of that equation are the earnings estimates. That's the estimates of the 500 companies that make up the S&P 500. That's their total aggregate earnings divided by the amount of shares. That's kind of the common number that market analysts, you know, when you're looking at the big picture, use. And, of course, that 235 is subject to really the economy, okay? Look what COVID did to earnings. I mean, it crushed earnings there for about a year. But luckily, you know, the market priced that in very quickly and started looking ahead to this year and next year, which I said it would, and it has. But obviously, there's a risk to the earnings estimates for next year, depending upon the economy and events that are beyond our control. So that's one risk you have, is to the earnings side. Now, in the middle, to me, there's the bigger risk, is the multiplier, which they're using 21.7, and that's based on current interest rates of about 1.6%. You get interest rates moving to towards 2 and above 2, it's going to shrink that multiple. There's no way. Wells Fargo's using 21.7 when over time the average has been more like 16 to 17, all right? So we're using a big premium right now on the average multiple because the Fed has induced a bubble in the multiplier of the market. And if interest rates hover around 1.5, 1.6 next year, you get away with that. But if we start to see rates rising, that's a very vulnerable number. So anyways, I mean, that's what Wells Fargo says. They're at 5,100 to 5,300. Goldman Sachs is at 5,100, so they're right in line. It was Morgan Stanley that came in at 4,300. Okay, inflation. I heard the Stiefel. She's on quite a bit on the Financial Channel. She's the chief economist. She says the Fed has absolutely lost control of inflation. The reason I bring that up is because if inflation runs hot, that would also rein in that multiple on the market. Okay, now I want to get to the EV makers, but there's three recent IPOs that I want to mention first. Backblaze, BLZE. I just added it to the app. It's a red hot cloud platform that offers cloud services to store, use, backup, archive, protect data. Backblaze went public at 16 to 4 days ago. It's doubled since then. BLZE. It's at 33 today. I've put that one on my watch list. On Holdings, which is ONON. I guess that's a famous or a well-known running shoe. Or shoes, sports shoes and apparel out of Switzerland. I'm not aware of that brand, but maybe you
not
are.
I'll have to ask a 15-year-old about that one.
Yeah. So they must. I'm trying to find out what their brand is.
Yeah, it's a running shoe, and I know that much.
Okay.
But, you know, what it looks like.
That's a red hot IPO. That thing's $31 billion already. And it's up another 7% today. I've added that to the app.
Interesting looking shoe.
Yeah, and the third one, this is on the downside. Yeah, I didn't have much hopes for this one. Traeger, which makes pellet grills, it came public at 18. It's hitting 16 today. The stock is tanking, really. There's a lot of competition in that pellet grill business. And so those three look pretty rough, or Traeger looks pretty rough, while the other two, I personally use a Rectech pellet grill. I like my Rectech. You know, I don't have to get up in the middle of the night and stoke the fire, and it controls the temperature. It uses the pellets. It's very nice. But the pellets are pretty expensive, Barry, you know?
Yeah, like, I use the Green Egg, and I've had it for over 10 years, so I don't know how much money they're actually. They basically only made their money once for me, short of the charcoal.
Yeah.
But the pellets, like you said, the money's in the pellets, right?
Money's in the pellets, for
it's
sure.
It's like the ink. It's like ink for HP back in the day.
Yep, exactly. Now I'm buying these tanks that you can refill with the ink, but it ain't cheap. Okay, I want to get to the EV sector when we come back. Rivian, Lucid and Fisker on fire yesterday, and a new solar vehicle goes public today. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. The market took a dip right at the open, and it's just stayed there. It hasn't moved one way or the other. In fact, interest rates are down one basis point. But I guess the biggest, Russell 2000 down 1.1%, small caps. That's kind of a risk indicator, a little risk off the table today. And also Bitcoin is definitely a risk indicator. And it's down right now 1,000. Let's see, Bitcoin's down 1,345 today. Okay, I want to get to the EV insanity. Okay, here's just some stats here for you. All right, Volkswagen delivered 9.3 million vehicles last year. Rivian produced 56 R1Ts and delivered 42 R1Ts as of October 22nd of this year. Rivian has a bigger market cap than Volkswagen. 9.3 million vehicles versus Rivian's. I know, you're going to say, well, someday Rivian will be delivering 9.3 million vehicles. How many years do you think it will take for Rivian to get to 9.3 million vehicles? And is there a bigot is there just using common sense, Barry, the automobile industry, is there a bigger profit margin in an electric vehicle than one produced, a GM with a combustible engine?
The trick is, it's the ongoing, right? The ongoing services in terms of, self-driving, where, it's that reoccurring revenue theme. Right. I know Tesla has a pretty good profit margin in terms of, per car versus GM. But, getting to that point, they were fighting for their lives for, yes, 5-6 years between, go back and look in history between 2013 and 2000, until they actually showed a profit. Essentially Elon was on the ropes 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
He's a great, he had to go gather assets, go ahead and, continue to gather funding. It's not an easy, it's not an easy industry. I mean, there's
no,
a reason why there was only,
tough.
There's a reason why there was the big three, right? Because, there was no room for any other player in that space. So and to me, the biggest part about self-driving is eventually you'll actually need less cars on the road, but that's neither here nor there. But
now, yesterday, Rivian hit 180. I said this is the most sure short sell of all time. Not of all time, but definitely it was right up there. So I actually lined up a little trade. I have a little play account, that I keep in my desk drawer over here. And I lined up a little short sale of Rivian shares. Then I got busy. And I never really found out if there are even Rivian shares too short. Okay? There may not be any. I don't know. This may be a heavily shorted stock, which just came out of the gate last week. What, last Wednesday or Thursday? Well, I wish I would have followed through. It's down 16.1% today. And it's down quite a bit from where I was going to short it at. But you know what? I get busy, and I obviously my clients and they come first. And I missed it. I would like to know, however, if there are shares out there too short. But even today, Rivian's at $130 billion market capitalization. Rivian also has a larger market cap than Caterpillar. How big is Caterpillar? How long has Caterpillar been around?
Yeah.
We were comparing it to Lowe's yesterday. It had as big a market cap as Lowe's? How long did it take for Lowe's to build all their stores and everything?
Well, they didn't become public because I looked it up, actually. They didn't become public until 1990.
So yeah.
That gives you
30 years.
Yeah, and they were pretty flat out of the gate.
Yes.
If you look at the charts. So.
Rivian has a larger market cap than IBM. Rivian has a larger market cap than Lockheed Martin. Okay, so, you know, look, I'm just a guy who tries to apply a little bit of logic. That's insanity. This is what I saw in the year 2000 with the dot-com bubble. When it's going to burst, I don't know. Is it going to burst? Absolutely. At some point in time, there's going to be a huge day of reckoning for these stocks. Okay, now let's get example number two up here. Lucid rallies yesterday to a higher valuation than Ford and is not far off from GM's market cap. Okay, Lucid, which got the Motor Trend Car of the Year, and that Lucid is up again today. Lucid is a $90 billion company. Just for fun, after the show, I'm going to look into a short 10 shares of Lucid just for fun, okay, to see if there's even shares too short. Lucid has traded 106 million shares today. Lucid has a bigger market cap than Ford and is right on the tails of General Motors after the big rally. And then the third one that had a huge rally, well, Canoe's rallying today. Okay,
yeah,
Canoe is up. Go EV is up 13. Look at those guys in that canoe, man. Every once in a while, I'll see a canoe going up the river, a couple guys paddling. You don't want to catch that going against the tide. That's tough work.
Yeah, they only go one way.
Our tides are pretty swifter. They're either coming in or they're going out. There's a little space at high tide where it's ebb or at low tide. Canoe is breaking out today. It had a massive breakout yesterday. Canoe's only a $2.8 billion. I mean, it's a tiny little company compared to these other two. But the other one that broke out yesterday, Fisker. Because they're going to have a reveal event today at the L.A. Auto Show, which, if I'm not mistaken, is right there. It's probably at the L.A. Convention Center, which is right next to the new Crypto.com Center, formerly the venue formerly known as Staples. Oh, they're going to reveal their Ocean SUV tomorrow, and that's today now. And so Fisker is now a $6.6 billion company, which has already had a run as a publicly traded company and flopped and went bankrupt, and the stock went to zero. But now it's got new life. You know, they've been resurrected, I suppose, $6.6 billion in market capitalization. And the other one that catches my eye today, we'll be watching for this one. This is going to be a 100% solar. Oh, look at that. Oh, wow. It's come out already. It's up 121%. Okay, 121%. What do you think the range is on this solar car? SEV. Okay, we've got a new player, Sono Motors SEV, goes public, I guess, today. It's out of Germany, 100% solar-powered vehicle that allows vehicles to benefit from solar. Now, if it's a rainy day or if it's a cloudy day, you're stuck at Walmart. You're going to have to, you know, I don't know how you're getting home. But anyways... SEV today is now a billion-dollar company. I was joking with my wife. I said, let's draw up a concept on a napkin of an electric vehicle, and let's go raise $1 billion, right, based on the drawing on our napkin, and take it public. That's, you know, it's not that bad, but it's pretty bad. It's bad what I'm seeing. And, you know, I've looked into doing, now I will tell you this, several years ago, the people in Minnesota, remember, I was at the workshop there, and I said the biggest transformational sector, this was several years ago, is going to be the auto sector. It happened to the computer sector. I saw the computer revolution. I saw the telephone revolution going to the iPhone. I saw the networking of the computers. And now we're seeing the automobile revolution. And I was looking at starting up an ETF back then called ICAR, I-C-A-R. But the cost, and, you know, you're up against the big boys when it comes to an ETF and everything. Somebody needs to come up, and they will. It's just a matter of time before ProShares comes up with an inverse auto ETF, whether the symbol is flat, like a flat tire, or out of gas. You know, there's just no way that you can support this. These kinds of market capitalizations, I mean, I don't see where the profit margins are any bigger or the business is any easier for an EV maker than it is for Ford, GM, Toyota, Honda, and all the rest. Okay, when we come back, I got several stocks jumping off the page and hitting me in the face today that I want to mention. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back.
You gotta know where you wanna go and do what you wanna do.
And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show, where we just went through some of these crazy, outrageous market caps when you compare them with existing companies that have been around forever. I've witnessed many bubbles in my life, but the big ones were back in 2000, the dot-com bubble. And the financial, the housing, single-family home and mortgage bubble of 08 and 09, I just see a huge, massive bubble here in this EV industry. Now, having said that, we do own Tesla. Tesla's having a very nice day, thank you. I mean, Tesla's got, it's got the Musk, the Elon Musk magic also, magic dust sprinkled
like
on
Knight.
It.
It's like Phil Knight and Nike, you know? I mean, what impresses me is the fact of how resilient those shares have been while he's put $7 billion worth of stock on the market.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's having a really good day right now. It's up $55 a share. It's up 5.3%. It's like Steve Jobs going out there in all black, you know, and announcing the new latest and greatest from Apple. He had the magic, and now he's gone. He's passed that vial of magic powder over to Elon Musk. A few other stocks, though. You know, Barry, how many times have you walked by and your kids were playing Roblox? Does that happen at your house?
Yeah,
I don't know.
A lot. Yeah, no. I've been more heightened, you know, probably recently just to, you know, get an idea of what's on there, you know. You see different, I see them, and they play them on all different devices. You get, you know, one's on an iPad checking, you know, playing it there. One's on, you know, and they're all different games. It's just within the Roblox universe, right? And so one's on their computer, one's on, older one's on the computer, one's on an Xbox, and then the other one is on an iPad. So it's
next
three
time
mediums.
You see them playing that, say, hey guys, you know, let's buy some stock.
Right.
And you should kick yourself for saying, you know, I watched my kids play that thing. This is the momentum stock to me. This thing just broke loose about 2 weeks ago, and it's hitting a new high. Maybe it will catch up to Lucid here pretty soon, the other one, Rivian. It's now 70 billion Roblox. That jumps off the page at me. That's a powerful, powerful stock chart on Roblox, RBLX, which, you know, we don't own, but we've watched it. We've talked about it. It is the ultimate pure play on the metaverse. You know, Facebook thinks he is a pure play on the metaverse, but Roblox by far is the pure play on the metaverse. Now, I'll go in a totally different direction here. From Roblox, how many times have we told you that fertilizer prices are, they're going through the roof? Well, ICL Group, which has been on my radar for quite some time. It's an Israeli producer of fertilizers, bromine phosphorus compound used in agricultural, food, and engineered materials. I'm going to check and see what ICL is ranked. It's been ranked very high in my Best Stocks Now app. We go from Roblox to fertilizer. Anyways, ICL, well, it was ranked 147 a month ago. It's dropped in rank recently, probably on valuation, but still, it's going to make 64 cents in earnings next year. It's trading at $9.52. That's a 15 forward PE in a market that has a 22 forward PE. It has relative strength of 94 on a scale of 1 to 99. This is only a $12 billion company. I mean, this, you know, Rivian sneezes and laughs at this company, ICL Group. But that stock is breaking out to a new all-time high today. Very impressive move on ICL Group, which is high up on my watch list. We don't actually own it, but definitely. And then the other two that are jumping off the page, and, you know, that charging network, okay, it's got to be much more robust than it is today. I was in a massive traffic jam yesterday. I don't know what it was. The traffic around here, I don't know if it's the time change, if there was an accident somewhere. And I was just thinking, you know, when I saw all those cars just stacked up, how under, you know, if you're going to go into a, if all these cars were electric, they're all going to go home at night and plug in their car about the same time. You know, do all the lights go out in San Francisco when that happens? I don't know. I just think we're very behind the curve if that's the direction we're going to go. And, you know, unless we get ranges on these cars much higher, I just see. So there's a couple of charging companies here. Blink is got a very strong chart. It's only a $2 billion company. Okay, so there may be some room there to justify a higher market cap. You know, if Rivian can be $160 billion and the car that drives it all, or the company that drives it with the chargers is only $1.9 billion, Blink is starting to take off. And the other one is EVgo, EVGO. It's $4.2 billion. They have 800 fast-charging networks for EVs in 65 metropolitan areas. So they're definitely poised for growth. Now, how do they make their money, okay? That's my question here. You know, like a restaurant wants some of these chargers in their parking lots. People come in, you know, and will eat at the restaurant while they're waiting for their car to get charged. But anyways, those two stocks jumping off the page. So Roblox, ICL, Blink, and EVgo. All right. Well, that was fun. Those were the best stories I could find today. I thought they were pretty interesting. Earnings season is over tonight. Apparently, we'll have NVIDIA and SQM, which is a lithium/fertilizer stock. Those are two good sectors to be in right now. Not at the same time, but you know. Anyways, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. I know we've been busy. We're busy all the time. You know, it's never like, gosh, I got an easy day today. I can just kick back. Never. 855-611-BEST, or just try out the newsletter where you read about a lot of these stocks. They're called Best Stocks Now, and that's the name of the newsletter. Get 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com, or just go right ahead and call us, and let's get to work for you. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.